WBZ H 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media
app. I'm Mike DeBusky. The last 3 weeks have been the hottest on record around the globe. In the U.S., triple-digit temperatures are now expanding to parts of the Midwest. ABC's Alex Perez is in Kansas City.
The scorching and deadly heat wave spreading across the country. The blistering conditions outside Las Vegas turning deadly. Police investigating the death of two young women who were hiking amid excessive heat warnings. Across the country in national parks, there have been at least five heat-related deaths.
The heat wave also hanging on in Greece alongside dangerous wildfires there. A firefighting plane crashed today in a ravine on a Greek island. Search and rescue teams have responded. LeBron James and his wife say their son, Bronny James, suffered a cardiac arrest Monday while practicing basketball at USC. LeBron says Bronny is in stable condition and out of the ICU, and he thanked USC medical and athletic staff for their incredible work. This is ABC News. Gas prices have been fluctuating this summer, but there are concerns of what could come.
In the past week, the price of regular unleaded went up 4 cents to $3.60 a gallon, according to new data from the Energy Department. Americans are still paying about 73 cents a gallon less than a year ago. But analysts say that could all change if the record heat in the Atlantic Ocean, where temperatures off the Miami coast have been in the 95-degree range, causes hurricanes in the coming weeks. As we come into the heart of hurricane season, hurricanes in the oil-rich Gulf of Mexico would cause prices to rise rapidly. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Popular video app TikTok, with 150 million users in the U.S., is now launching a text feature. The company says it will allow creators to share stories, poems, recipes, and other written content. The move taking aim at other social media platforms centered on text posts. Tonight's Mega Millions is worth $820 million. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
We're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A heat wave is hitting Wisconsin, with the heat index reaching close to 100 degrees over the next few days. The National Weather Service expects the hottest temperatures Thursday and Friday, then moderating over the weekend. Today's temperatures are expected to hit the upper 80s and move into the low 90s by tomorrow. On Thursday and Friday, temperatures are forecast to reach the upper 90s. Smoky air is still a problem for people sensitive to air pollution in Wisconsin. An air quality advisory that was supposed to expire at noon today is extended until 11 tonight. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources blames higher than normal heat and Canadian wildfires. The alert is for southeast Wisconsin, the Lake Michigan shoreline, and the Fox Valley. Governor Evers and Democratic lawmakers keep pushing for more money to help child care centers. They'll be short a lot of money after federal pandemic-era aid runs out at the end of the year. Pete Schwabe reports.
Workers competitive wages, and parents can't work if there's no one to watch their kids. Evers proposed $340 million to continue the Child Care Accounts program. Republicans on the legislature's budget writing committee took it out, and Evers restored a fraction of it with his line item vetoes. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Republican state lawmakers, meanwhile, want to give new parents a tax break. Representative David Steffen and Senator Jesse James are introducing a bill they call the Tiny Tot Tax Credit. It would exempt things like diapers, car seats, and strollers from the state sales tax. It's said that the bill would save parents $37 million over the next 2 years. Republicans in the state legislature are considering how to respond to Governor Evers' most controversial line item veto. The Democrat used his authority to increase education spending for 402 years. Republican lawmakers might sue to limit future line item vetoes, that is. They might draft a constitutional amendment. Former Governor Tommy Thompson says he supports the line item veto, but that Evers made a poor choice in this case.
I think it's sort of a pyrrhic victory, because what he's done, he's put a tax on the property taxpayers, because the legislature doesn't have to appropriate any money, and they probably won't. So the property taxpayer now is going to be on the hook for all this increased spending that the schools are going to do out for 400 years.
Thompson is this week's guest on Newsmakers on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Wisconsin is part of a nationwide effort to keep tabs on American food prices. Mike Moen explains.
31 attorneys general, including Wisconsin's, are working with the USDA to ultimately bring down food costs and create more choices at the supermarket. While recent inflation spikes have been a factor, officials say part of the focus is the possibility of price gouging. Teresa Murray with the Public Interest Research Group says it's worth taking a closer look to see what's going on.
We very much believe in a free market, but not when it comes to, you know, crossing the line of trying to take advantage of individuals and families who are just trying to feed their kids.
Business groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce oppose the move, calling it an overreach. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
Wisconsin is dropping a lawsuit over former President Donald Trump's border wall. Wisconsin is one of several states that sued in 2019, objecting to plans to shift money from the National Guard to the southern border wall. The Joint Finance Committee approved dropping out of the lawsuit this morning. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Former Burnett County District Attorney Daniel Steffen will spend a year and a half in prison after a St. Croix County jury found him guilty of three counts of representations depicting nudity. According to the criminal complaint, Steffen filmed sexual activity with himself and two different victims at his home in Polk County in 2018. The victims didn't know they were being filmed. One of the victims was being charged by the Burnett County DA's office when the activity happened. After his prison time is up, Steffen will also have 2 years of extended supervision and 4 years of probation. The person hurt after a crash on Highway 8 near Deer Lake, or east of St. Croix Falls, Sunday afternoon, has died. The State Patrol said that there was a two-vehicle crash that resulted in one person, 83-year-old Kenneth Golden of Amory, being flown to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. Yesterday, the State Patrol said that Golden died due to those injuries. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office is raising money to honor Katie Lysing, the deputy killed during a traffic stop on May 6th. In a Facebook post, the sheriff's office said it would use the money to create a local memorial and provide mental health support for area officers and their families. It would also send family and officers to Washington, D.C. next May to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial. A link to donate is included in the post on the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. The National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that temperatures this week will be well into the 90s as a heat wave settles in across the upper Midwest. Here in northwestern Wisconsin, temperatures will be about 90 to 95 degrees, with heat indices tomorrow reaching close to triple digits, and on Thursday, which is expected to be the hottest day of the year so far, heat indices could be around 105 degrees in parts of northwestern Wisconsin. Many counties across Wisconsin have set up cooling centers at public buildings such as public libraries in anticipation of the hot weather coming later this week. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
A warm front will slowly make its way across the state today, gradually lifting northward from southwest to northeast. That will spill warmer temperatures into the region. It'll help to improve the air quality, but unfortunately we'll still have some smoky conditions and hazy skies throughout the afternoon with filtered sunshine. The chance of showers and storms along the front is pretty minimal, and the best chance is in the northern half of the state in the late afternoon and evening hours. Another system will roll into the area tonight. The jet stream becomes active and it'll bring in a round of showers and thunderstorms, although they'll be kind of on the hit and miss side. And a storm or two could linger through midday tomorrow. Then we'll see the temperatures punch up rather quickly. We'll look for high temperatures in the 80s to near 90 today. Same territory tomorrow and well into the 90s across most of the state with some upper 80s in the north. That's your Civic Media Forecast. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Christian Yelich with a walk-off hit for a Brewers win. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had struggled again offensively, but in the bottom of the ninth, with two men on, Christian Yelich was up next at bat.
Ground ball right side, base hit. He'll send Perkins. Here comes Freely. It's over! Christian Yelich and the Brew Crew walk it off against the Reds. Taking Yelich all the way into foul territory by the Tart to celebrate.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports, Wisconsin. The Brewers beat the Reds 3-2 in front of 29,000 fans. Sal Frelick had a solo home run, becoming the first Brewers rookie to have five hits and a home run in his first three games. The last player to do that, Paul Molitor, in 1978. Jesse Winker has struggled at the plate, but was able to help the team with a single as a pinch hitter in the ninth. Winker says that Craig Counsell and bench coach Pat Murphy told him about his new role with the team.
You know, Counsell Murph communicated to me the situation, and I was ready for it. Physically and mentally, and I was just happy to, you know, just hit it hard somewhere. I'm not going to come in here and pout or mope or not be a good dude. Like, honestly, it's been extremely fun for me.
So the Brewers remain atop the NL Central, but are ranked second to last in offense in the majors. Counsell on the Crew leaving 14 base runners stranded last night.
Yeah, it was frustrating, certainly, you know, with just leaving some opportunities out there. And Colin did a great job keeping it at two and finally broke through and got, you know, got a ground ball through. You know, obviously Wink had a really nice at bat to, you know, get a runner in scoring position and a good offensive inning, really.
You said it had to feel good for Jesse as well as his teammates to see him come through against Diaz.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, he's done a good job pinch hitting. That's the spot where he's been very effective, and you know, it was a good spot for him, and he delivered.
Game two of the series, 7-10 tonight. Corbin Burns against the Reds rookie, Andrew Abbott. NBA, tragic news for the family of Bucks new head coach Adrian Griffin, as the father of his two-year-old grandson, Jace, found the child unresponsive in their home, later pronounced dead. No foul play suspected, but an investigation continues. The coach releasing a statement saying the loss of the child will be felt forever. NFL, the Packers CEO Mark Murphy delivering the team's numbers at the shareholders meeting and unveiled the new stadium scoreboards. Murphy asked, how long does he think it's going to take before they know if quarterback Jordan Love will be able to make it in the NFL?
Yeah, I'm comparing it a little bit to Aaron's first year. That was, and first year as a starter. I'd say at least half a season to know. And I think, you know, even though I think we ended up with a losing record that year, but we saw enough of Aaron to know that, you know, we had something special.
That's the Packers' Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast.
partly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 90. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for scattered storms, lows around 68. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 91, mainly sunny skies and calm. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the upper 80s to the mid 90s. Thunderstorms both days. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 84.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome all. Thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with Our Wisconsin Revolution, joined on this Tuesday afternoon by the squad, Luke and Aaron. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, Will. It's a Tuesday afternoon. It's, the air quality advisory got extended through 11 p.m. today across the state of Wisconsin, according to the Department of Natural Resources. But it looks like here in Madison, it's starting to clear up, so that's good. The air quality returning back to normal. And glad to be with you on the airwaves, my friend.
It's also very hot outside, and I do not like that. But as long as I'm inside, it's a good day to be part of, as you said, the squad.
What's the temperature in Madison right now?
I have no idea.
A lot.
Something in the 80s or 90s. I don't know what the index is. I can pull
up. Oh, please. Guys, at least we're not Phoenix. It's like been like 120 degrees there for the last like 10 days.
Yeah, it's wild. I had a memory from, this would have been 2016. So 7 years ago, we had a family party, and the heat index that day was 115 in the Milwaukee area. So 30 degrees warmer than what it is now. That was 7 years ago. So definitely still not as bad as it could be from years past here, or as you pointed out, in areas like Phoenix. But it's still a hot one. And the high today is 90. It's currently 86 here in Madison. I don't know about
you. You want to fly down to Death Valley with me, Luke, and we can go experience that 135
degree
weather?
I'm not the Burning Man type like you are, Will. I don't go off to the deserts when I'm on vacation. I go off to the mountains.
If you guys are going there, I'll stay here, and I'll say it's because I'm producing, but really it's because I don't want to die.
That's probably the right decision, honestly. That's pretty wise, Aaron. I can't fault you for that. So, Luke, question of the day that I have for the people of Wisconsin. It's going to be a little overarching, but I'd like to hear your thoughts. Do you have confidence in the economy? Why or why not? And we're going to be reading from a piece over at the AP. U.S. consumer confidence jumps to a two-year high as inflation eases. U.S. consumer confidence shot to the highest level in 2 years this month as inflationary pressures eased and the American economy continued to show resilience in the face of dramatically higher interest rates. The Conference Board, a business research group, said its consumer confidence index rose to 117 in July from a revised 110.1 in June. This beat the 110.5 that economists had expected and was the highest since July of 2021. The index measures both Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. Both improved in July, with future expectations index rising to 88.3, clearing the recession threshold of 80 recorded in June.
844-967-2789. Your thoughts on the economy, because this report, the consumer index, saying things are looking good. The outlook is high. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can call or text here on Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. Will, how are you feeling about the economy?
Well, it's here. I'm going to give my generic Wisconsin or post-weekend Wisconsin response. I'd like to hear your thoughts, Luke, before I give an answer, because That reminds me of the, you know, the old joke about like when kids go to an event with their parents and their parents are sitting around talking about like day-to-day interactions and adulthood type stuff, and children are just like oblivious to what's going on. I don't pay attention in the same way that I think heavy spenders may or may not pay attention. I don't really purchase items outside of what I need to survive. I'm not a huge spender. I'm not going out and casually buying stuff for the sake of buying stuff. So like
sitting in your gaming chair with your gaming headphones and
headphones.
Yeah, you don't spend all that much money. Okay.
Everything.
Okay.
I don't think I'm the best judge though,
because I am spending way more than the average in the economy right now, because I'm planning a damn wedding and I can't tell you how expensive that is.
You would be the better person to ask.
I'm just saying the wedding industry is just expensive. That's not day to day. It's once in a lifetime, hopefully once in a lifetime expenses that are being paid for. I don't know. I know that I'm spending a lot of money. It is a lot of planning that goes into it. When it comes to day-to-day things, I mean, I don't feel like, I mean, I'm always a sales shopper, so I'm constantly, when it's household items, when it's grocery store, things of that nature, I'm always looking for deals. I'm using the coupons. I'm trained in that DNA. Like my parents, my mother specifically, raised me to go find the deals. So I make sure that I'm buying things on sale, I'm getting specials, I'm doing the buy one, get one, all of that stuff, and I feel pretty good when leaving the grocery store. It seems like a lot of the prices, I don't eat eggs myself, I'm not an egg eater, so I wasn't affected when egg prices were one of the things that soared last year, but those have come down. I know that we still buy them for baking, and Kelsey eats them, so...
I mean, eggs are a staple, yeah.
Yeah.
The vast majority of diets, or not diets, but recipes, I'd say.
Yeah, and so like when I'm going to the grocery store, I'm not feeling like it's terribly breaking the bank. I'm feeling pretty good, you know. There's things that we're buying for around the house that don't have anything to do with the wedding, but it is. I think generally speaking, things seem to be going pretty well. We want to hear your thoughts though. 844-967-2789. We've got this new report over at the Associated Press, talking about U.S. consumer confidence, the highest level that it's been in 2 years. What are your thoughts on the economy? We want to hear them. 844-967-2789. Up first on this Tuesday afternoon, we got Matt from East Troy calling in. Matt, what's on your mind when it comes to the economy?
Hey, how we doing? I don't believe that report at all. We're farmers. We farm every single thing that we have. For the last 2 years is up 50 to 70%, whether it's fuel, tires, fertilizer, it doesn't matter. And it's killing us. It's taking it out of our bottom line because we're not making any more on the backside of it. So I don't know how they feel that this is great, that lumber's still $4 for a 2x4. None of that stuff makes sense in our eyes on it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, Matt. I mean, personal stories are I think a lot more powerful than a national report, in the sense that the national report's going to look at averages. It's going to look at things like expectations index. And I don't know necessarily how they calculate that. So I couldn't sit here and give you an answer. I will note that the AP piece pointed out that consumer confidence does come back in fits and starts. Over the past year, inflation eased the face of 10 interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve, and they're expected to raise their benchmark rate again to the highest level in 22 years. Now, the U.S. economy, as the world's largest, has proved surprisingly resilient in the face of sharply higher borrowing costs, with employers adding 278,000 jobs a month and unemployment at 3.6%. So I don't necessarily know if they're talking about individual prices more so than just overarching generic concepts. But I'd like to hear your thoughts on how much your bottom line is being impacted.
Well, do you guys honestly believe in that, you know, that the employment's that low? I mean, we can't find people to, you know, work. Nobody wants to work. I mean, you know, that's another thing that's part of it. They can say that employment is low, you know, and that's, you know, they're adding jobs, but we can't even find people to work that. I mean, they just, nobody wants to work. So, I mean,
Matt,
I feel like, well, it's
Matt,
wrong.
Matt, hang on. Matt, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development had a report earlier this month released saying that more Wisconsinites are working than ever before in our state's history. So that there are Wisconsinites that are working in tremendous numbers, record-setting numbers, but which sectors they're working in it's different than before the pandemic. There are a lot of people that left what their current employers were before the pandemic and are doing new jobs now. Was that something that you saw? Did you lose workers throughout the pandemic and they just haven't returned, or have you had hiring problems for some time now?
No, we worked all through the pandemic and we had employees in there, but then when we took on some extra work and stuff like that to find anybody that, I mean, you know, we've part-time people or whatever that want to make some extra money. There's people that we know that were working for us and they just decided that they don't want to work no more. And these are just, you know, like 28-year-old, 30-year-old people. So that was kind of why we're just, you know, kind of skeptical about a lot of stuff, you know. Because they say that it's great that they say that, you know, consumer confidence is up and everything like that. We're just not seeing it here. That's, I guess, why I wanted to make the call and talk to you guys about it.
So. Yeah, and what kind of farming are you doing out there, Matt, in East Troy?
We grow corn, bean, wheat, hay.
Okay, so
just crop farmer.
Yeah, good crop farmer. Well, and do you believe that the drought conditions that the specifically southern portion of the state is experiencing right now, 27 counties across southern Wisconsin experiencing more than 8 consecutive weeks of drought conditions with the heat that we've been experiencing so far here in 2023, do you believe that the drought may have a factor on that as well from what you're seeing down there in East Troy?
The drought just, it seems to be every year. You don't get rain in certain areas, and it's just, well, you just plant a crop and you pray that it's going to rain. We're not going to change that. We haven't changed that our whole lives. So that doesn't affect anything on our end except how much money we're going to make probably.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the phone call. You can be like Matt, 844-967-2789. Share with your thoughts on what the economy is feeling like to you. Is your take similar to Matt's? And you want to share that it doesn't seem so rosy from where you're standing? Or are you feeling the confidence like a lot of American consumers, according to the Associated Press, are feeling as well, with consumer confidence? The Consumer Confidence Index shooting to the highest level it's been in the past 2 years here in the month of July. Has not been this high since July of 2021. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. I've shared a little bit of mine now, Will. Where are you at feeling when it comes to how the economy is?
Well, one thing that I do want to point out, Luke, based on what Matt said, I don't think it's necessarily accurate that people just don't want to work in the sense that I don't know if he meant to do this, but Matt's implication that people left their current employment and didn't find new employment, I don't think that's accurate. You know, it's definitely likely based on what he was telling us that people left the work sector that he is currently in. People didn't want to be farming anymore or whatever, but bills still need to be paid. As Matt noted, if the price of everything is going up around you, you're going to have money to cover that. You're going to have to be earning money somewhere, somehow. I think you nicely noted, Luke, that shifting industries is very likely contributing to this, that these jobs are out there. You may not see them, but people have to work. People have to earn money. They're clearly doing something. So we'd like to hear your thoughts on the current state of the economy. Do you have confidence in it? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back after the break.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Strike averted. The Teamsters Union, representing more than 340,000 UPS union members, announcing they've reached a tentative contract deal with UPS. The agreement includes higher wages and improved benefits. scorching heat spreading from the southwest and western states to the Midwest. ABC's Alex Perez is in Kansas City, the latest region under heat warning.
Officials want to make sure people are taking this seriously. While this heat is not unusual this time of year and in this part of the country, they want to remind people that it can be taxing on your body. So they're reminding people to limit their time outside. They're opening cooling centers for those who need help escaping the heat. The number one thing here that officials are saying is listen to your body, limit that time outside in the heat.
The Fed board meets today and tomorrow, weighing economic data and deciding on another possible interest rate hike. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Former Burnett County DA Daniel Steffen will spend a year and a half in prison after a St. Croix County jury found him guilty of three counts of representations depicting nudity. According to the criminal complaint, Steffen filmed sexual activity with himself and two different victims at his home in Polk County in 2018. The victims didn't know they were being filmed. One of the victims was being charged by the Burnett County DA's office when the activity happened. After his prison time is up, Steffen will also have 2 years of extended supervision and 4 years of probation. The person hurt after a crash on Highway 8 near Deer Lake or east of St. Croix Falls Sunday afternoon has died. The State Patrol said that there was a two-vehicle crash that resulted in one person, 83-year-old Kenneth Golden of Amory, being flown to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. On Monday, the State Patrol said Golden died due to those injuries. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. Or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And the babies need shoes, but I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter a pound, and I'm busted.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Today, we are talking consumer confidence in the economy based off the AP piece, noting consumer confidence jumps to a two-year high as inflation eases. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Have you noticed inflation easing? Has your purchasing power become stronger? Are you more or less confident in the economy today? We're going to go to the phone lines again. We got Hawk from Madison on the line. Hawk, what are your thoughts on the current status of the economy?
Hey, guys. Is it working, by the way? Luke said it was like
We're all set, man. You kept calling and then hanging up during the commercial break. We're all set, Hawk. You're on the air.
I was calling in, but like no one answered before. So two things. One, Matt works in an industry that has overwhelmingly been underpaid. And so that sucks for him and people he works around and works for him and stuff. But I think that when people say people don't want to work, it's kind of a dog whistle, and I'm annoyed by it. What he means is that, or what people should be saying is that people don't want to work for that amount of money. Because what happens is that people are like, oh, people don't want to work. Yeah, they don't want to work for crap money. You know, like if your industry has a hard time finding employment, you probably aren't paying enough. Now, you may say, well, if I pay more, I can't make any more money. Well, that means your industry probably needs to be charging more for whatever it is you sell. And so, and then once the consumer feels the pain of that particular item, you know, then maybe the supply and the demand changes. But this idea that people don't want to work is hogwash. People don't want to work for crap pay. Let's just say it correctly, okay? So that's what I have a problem with. Also, I don't know if wherever he's from, they're overcharging for 2x4s because in Madison, they're less than $3. Now, I'm not saying that's cheap, but that's a huge difference, $3 and $4 for a 2x4.
Yeah, so especially when you need a lot of them.
Especially if you need a lot of them, right? So he needs to complain to his local lumber yard. But my consumer confidence, I think it's true that what Will said, it depends on who you are, frankly. I don't know who they're asking this. If you're like an upper middle class person, I don't know. Are you really struggling? Probably not, you know. But if, you know, when you go to the store to buy groceries and it's, you know, $20 more, to the upper middle class person, that's not a big deal. But to someone who's on a budget, $20, that's a big deal, right? And so I think
every time you're buying groceries, right, it adds up.
Yeah, you know, and it's exponential to someone who isn't making a lot of money, right? So I think that consumer confidence thing is a little bit of a, it's not, I don't know who they're asking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a fair point. And I believe, I want to say the consumer confidence index is pretty vast. Like it's not just polling some people here and some people there. It's been a pretty consistent monitor of how people are feeling about the economy. As Will pointed out, though, it does come in fits and spurts. And so sometimes it can be held back by the littlest things. Sometimes it can rise, like we're seeing this month here in the month of July for 2023, the highest that it's been in 2 years.
Well, and confidence can be manipulated too, Luke, in the sense that it's not a hard data point. It's not mathematical. This is how much X and Y and Z cost. It's literally asking a bunch of people, how do you feel? Do you feel good about this? Do you feel human emotion can be very easy to manipulate, particularly if major media sources want to drive a certain narrative that they want you to believe.
Yeah, Will's correct. Can I inject something? That's kind of like when people say, is this country, they ask the question, is this country heading in the right direction? And I can tell you as a uber liberal, and I think Biden has done great, okay? Like under the circumstances, he's way more progressive than any president, okay? But now when someone says, is the country going in the wrong direction? How you phrase questions is important because I could say no, okay? But that's not because of Biden, right? So when people say, oh, how you phrase questions are very important in how you get data, right? And like, I think all of us talking know this, but I just think it's important for people to remember that when they hear things, right? Is that how the question was asked can really determine the data. Anyway, I don't know.
The question can be asked in a certain way to try to get an answer that they want to hear. Is that what you're saying, Hawk?
There we go. Perfectly, yeah. Will. Yes. Like the consumer index, you know, like that, honestly, like, you know, that could be manipulated, I think. I mean, a little bit, you know. So anyway. Hey, Will, you sound much better.
Thanks, Hawk. You got to give a shout out to Luke for his radio tips of set your microphone up on a stack of DVDs so that it's closer to your mouth. I went with the classic.
We're holding his hand, Hawk, throughout the whole process. That's what's happening. So we appreciate the contribution.
Yeah, you bet, man.
Take it easy, Hawk. If you want to be like Hawk, share your thoughts on the economy. We want to hear them here on Town Call. 844-967-2789. You can call or text. You can be like one listener who's listening on WRCE out in Richland Center. Anecdotally, of course, here in the, quote, blue parts of the state, seems like things are going well. Madison, Milwaukee have a skyline full of cranes. Downtown is busy every time I'm down there. The city feels vibrant. Seems like we've come far in the last 3 years when our righty-whitey friends declared our fair cities dead. That, according to a texter listening out in Richland Center on WRCE News from the center. You can share your thoughts. Call or text 844-967-2789. Will, do you think it's, as that texter points out, do you think it varies from which region you're in as well? Do you think the cities Madison and Milwaukee are doing better than the rural areas? And that could be part of what led to Matt from East Troy's comments talking about how he's not seeing things and his confidence is not as high in the economy.
I don't want to say better because, again, when you're talking confidence, that's going to be feelings, how an individual
perception.
That's a good way to put it. Right. So to sit here and say like the cities are doing better, I wouldn't say that because I don't know. I'm not an expert in that regard. I'm not the people who, monitor. I'm not an economist who monitors American Spirits to define the consumer spending accounts. That's not my job. I can speak to what I'm witnessing in Germantown, which is, more rural suburban. You, Luke, can speak to what you're witnessing in Madison. Matt can speak to what he's witnessing in East Troy. But the point of having people who are studying the data and the numbers is to try to give you an overarching 30,000 foot approach to whatever the issue may or may not be. Yeah. And again, that's going to come down to each individual, how they feel, what they're witnessing. It's anecdotal experience, as you noted before, but that's how life works. Yeah. You're going to be able to speak from personal experience. I can't speak from your experience. I can't speak from Aaron's experience. What I can note is, I don't know if you care, but you got me thinking about it. So I'm going to point it out. The DVD set I am using for my...
I didn't point it out. Hawk pointed it out. Come on. You're throwing me under the bus here?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're the punching bag that I always have to defer to.
Okay.
Because I very much agreed with like everything Hawk said. But I am using the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy.
There you go. Just three DVDs. That's all you needed to improve the sound quality right there. 844-967-2789. You can share your thoughts on the economy with us. Up next on this Tuesday afternoon, we got Jack from Merrimack calling in. Jack, how are you feeling about consumer confidence?
Well, I think the economy is going great. Actually, that's one of the issues that really bugs me is all you hear from Republicans is, oh, the economy is terrible. Nobody wants to work. And inflation. And we have the lowest inflation of probably any of the industrialized countries, first of all. And it continues to drop. There was an article, and I cannot remember the exact source. I'm not in a place where I can look it up at this point. But it basically pointed out all of the positive things in the economy that have taken place since Biden took office. And it includes stuff like, of course, millions of new jobs created, the largest number of jobs created by any president ever. And inflation dropping, wages are going up slowly, unionization's increasing, and also the forecast that they looked at, and the most recent, I think, is World Economic Forecast, was that recession probability is dropping. So even if there are some issues with the Fed raising rates and such, we aren't likely going to see a recession. It's going to more likely be what they call a soft landing. So I think that one of the reasons that the Republicans tried to scuttle the cost or the talks on raising the debt limit was the economy was great and they wanted to bring it down because that's the way you win elections.
Interesting point, Jack. We appreciate the phone call. It is It is, I think, important as well, as what Hawk pointed out, that it, the economy is improving and there is increased confidence in it. But for individuals that maybe are on the margins, lower income individuals that are working paycheck to paycheck, if you keep telling them the economy is great and they're not seeing it at the same time, Will, I think that that may be something that could disaffect some people in the system.
We talked earlier in the week, Luke, on the faith in the system. I think that's exactly it. If you're personally experiencing rising costs, but you're being told time and time again by wherever you get your information from that costs are going down, if inflation is coming down and all that, but you personally are not experiencing that, you're going to lose faith in the people providing that information. And that just kind of, I think there's like a snowball effect of losing faith in the system itself as individual aspects of the system fail you. And that's how you, I think that's how you get, you know, 15, 20, 25 years down the line, all of a sudden to rejecting democracy and rejecting the results of elections and all these kind of things. Like, you know, perhaps a lot of these issues are intertwined.
Folks, we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. You can call or text right from the Civic Media app. Download it wherever apps are downloaded. Really easy with the brand new interface. Call or text right from the app. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. Dial us up. 844-967-2789. You could be like Ken in Fond du Lac. Ken, what are your thoughts on the economy?
Good morning. Yeah, it could be a bit deceiving, too, because people are still off the old interest rates with vehicle loans, mortgages. People are going to be shell-shocked if they got to make home repairs or get a new vehicle. Your monthly payments will probably go up $200-$300 a month. People are going to feel effects of the interest rates big time. They'll be the highest they've been in 30 years. That's where, and most people are still, like I said, off the low interest loans on their vehicles, on their home repairs, their mortgages, and so forth.
And so, Ken, that's, do you believe that the Fed should have just left interest rates low, or what are your thoughts on should there have been a different way to address, to bring inflation down?
Probably should have increased it a little bit more slowly than what they did, because I think right now a vehicle loan is close to 8%. Or 8.5, in the previous, it was 3.5. So you're probably adding, if I do the math correctly, $250-$300 a month on a vehicle. That's gonna really be a wake up call for a lot of people. Interest rates are gonna really, really hurt this economy.
And Ken, you know, noting $200 or $300 for a car payment, imagine those who also have student loan debt. That's another $200-$500 a month coming directly out of your pocket for, as we've talked about in the past, an education that you had grown up your entire life being told you have to get. These costs, they add up immensely quickly.
Oh, well, I agree 100%. I'm just saying there's going to be a point where people are going to have to repair their homes. They're going to have to replace their vehicles. And these interest rates are not going down anytime soon. So,
mm-hmm. No, great point, Ken. Thank you so much for calling. We're going to be continuing this conversation. Give us a call if you'd like to participate in the forum, 844-967-2789. Talk to you soon.
The Lord only knows, but I'm busted.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 90 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows level off around 68. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Highs around 91, mainly clear. Chance for scattered storms Thursday and Friday, 94 Thursday, 87 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 84.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
One, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. Today we're talking money, we're talking the economy, we're talking consumer confidence index. Do you have confidence in the economy today? Why or why not? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. And Luke, I want to refer back to something that Hawk said that I think is the most relevant question and answer that I hear when people are debating this from the left or right, whether they have confidence in the economy today, right now. And he noted that, you know, the phrase nobody wants to work anymore isn't accurate. It's that nobody wants to work for what you're offering, whether it's, low, you're not making very much money, you're working terrible hours, you have tons and tons of stress because of the job. The job is not financially compensating you in a way that you deem worthy of the work that you're putting in. So you're not doing it. And, you know, myself chronically online, I have to refer to the meme that I see all the time in that regard. If you remember the Simpsons movie, when Bart's like, oh, this is the worst day of my life. And then Homer's like, oh, it's the worst day of your life so far. That is the answer to this nobody wants to work anymore question. It's not that nobody wants to work anymore. It's that nobody wants to work for you anymore. When employers are complaining about how they can't find anybody to do this menial job that I'm paying way under market value for, nobody wants to work anymore. No, Luke, that is not the case. It's that nobody wants to work for you anymore. So if you have a comment or story you'd like to contribute to the show, please give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I want to go in a little bit of a different direction, Luke, with something that was pretty relevant to my life in the past few days, which is what brought me to this conversation. And that's purchasing power in the sense of...
It's part of the economy.
Certainly. But I've been experiencing this as rarely as I spend money recently, but a lot of products just feel like they're not up to par anymore. Planned obsolescence is a thing. I don't know if products are purposely being built crappy or not, but I've been having a lot of issues with some of the stuff I've been buying lately. So I wanted to ask you two gentlemen, what is the best and worst purchase that you have made in the last, say, 5 or 10 years?
Again, I don't know if I'm necessarily in the same category as you folks, but or you gentlemen. But mine is my stove. It is just by far the best feature. New homeowner in the last 2 years, so my stove by far is the best purchase.
And was it worth how much you spent on it? Are you going to be looking at it 2-3 years down the line and be like, boy, I'm glad I pulled on that. That was a good decision.
Yes. All of the above.
Okay. Aaron, you?
Well, for me, earlier, I didn't have the context when Luke asked me this question. He was like, all right, best purchase over the last 5 years? And I was like, I don't know. So,
to be fair, Will like sprung it on me like 5 minutes before I sprung it on you. So.
Right. It's always my fault. It's always my fault on this show. You can't catch a break.
Without that context of, you know, bigger purchases, I would say the board game Wingspan, because
excellent game. Oh, it was a family feud when we first learned how to do it, Aaron, but excellent game.
It is a great game. I have a lot of friends who bought it because I did. They played it with me, and they're like, well, now I want to play it at home.
Yeah, that is a great board game. That's a great board game effect right there, too, when you play it once and you want to get it. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. Aside from that, I bought my first like piece of real furniture a couple of years ago. I bought a table for $300 as opposed to, you know, like finding one for free from somebody. And it's one where the top can flip over, and on the other side, it's a poker table.
There you go.
So that's pretty fancy. I like it.
It's a good gaming table, I bet, all
it
around.
Is. Yeah. It is.
There you go. So both board game related, though. What about you, Will? What's your best purchase over the last couple of years?
Oh, this is easy. I've made this joke with you in the past that it's the bidet, but that's not going to be the answer that I choose, because that's just a lifestyle answer. To those of you listening, give it a try. Trust me. Mine's going to be my organizing clipboard. I'm like famous for that now. I went out of my way, and it was expensive, don't get me wrong. But I purchased a handmade, handcrafted, hand-carved by a Wisconsin woodworker clipboard that I use for all of my door knocking. I use for all of my organizing, everything that I'm doing out in the community, building relationships, building connections with my fellow working class Wisconsinites. And I'm a firm believer in putting your money where your mouth is. I didn't want to support, you know, the big brands, the Amazons, the Walmarts. Sure, you can go get 10 clipboards for $12 or something, but no, I like to invest in, I would much rather have one high quality, well-loved and well-manufactured product that I know I can use for as long as I need to. And that's 100% my organizing clipboard. I love it. And it gets compliments all the time. You got to spend up to get quality products, unfortunately, particularly if it's handmade in America. But I wouldn't trade it for anything. I almost forgot it once at a conference, and I ran back out of my way, like 15-minute run back to make sure I still got it, because I was not going to lose that thing. I absolutely love that clipboard. So, what is then, on the reverse side of that question, what is the worst purchase you have made in the last 5 or 10 years? We're going to start with Aaron this time.
Well, the worst purchase I've made, this is going to be a pretty goofy one again. It was a case of sparkling water. It was on clearance at CVS. I was working there at the time, and I paid $1 for like a 12-pack of some flavored, like, it wasn't LaCroix. It was some other brand that's way more carbonated. And I went from drinking zero carbonated beverages in the average week to drinking like 2 or 3 in a day. And I got the hiccups so bad that they went away for at most like 2 hours at a time over the course of like 10 days. And I went to the doctor a few times in there. So it ended up being a lot more than $1.
That is unfortunate. You should have spoke to me. I pride myself on being a carbonated water expert. But Luke, what is your worst
purchase in the
last 5 or 10 years?
I'll let you go next.
Oh, I got to go next. Yep. Okay. Well, see, this is actually why this came to my mind. I've been searching for a USB-C wireless microphone for my phone, and I just could not find one anywhere. None of the local stores had it. Best Buy's selection was atrocious. I didn't want to shop online, but when that's your only option available, that's your only option available. So I'm not going to pick a product that I've already purchased, but I'm going to pick this idea of looking for a, I don't even think too specific product, but you know, brick and mortar stores, you wonder why they're suffering. It's hard to kind of maintain the products that you need at all times, but boy, Best Buy really letting me down there. I have consistently tried to shop local for years and years and years. Not that Best Buy is some mom and pop shop, but compared to like an Amazon, buying it online or whatever. So I'm a little frustrated in that regard, Luke. How about you?
I see, nothing really comes to mind. I try to research a lot of my purchases, and I don't get super, super bummed by anything. So I'm having a hard time thinking of what my worst purchase was over the last couple of years.
I'm going to give you a little
preview.
I'd say
Aaron.
You'd say me?
You buying Aaron to give you all these wins is an unnecessary purchase.
Yeah, apparently this quote-unquote storyline that was told last Friday was better than my Barbie story, which I'm still going to, you know, quietly. I'm not going to be like stop the steal or anything like that, like a certain William Walter. But yeah, folks, you've been listening to Town Call. We really appreciate all of the callers, all the texters. If you missed any portion of today's edition of Town Call, go check out the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow at 12:15. Talk to y'all then.
Take it easy, party people.
Oh, From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology. It starts with good genetics, and Rank Seed evaluates more than 80,000 data points of breeding material. By planting plots throughout the Midwest and Great Plains, we expose our genetics to a wide range of environments, which helps us select the best varieties. We then utilize the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our customers. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on ABC the Civic News. Media app.
I'm Mike DeBoer.